producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every broadcast day to be jam-packed, but Fridays tend to be particularly important. We're going to have two of our reporters, two of our camera people on the ground. They're already there in Roseburg, Oregon, where Obama is set to land in the next 3 hours to begin grandstanding against the Second Amendment and to announce the rollout today. This is in the Washington Post, of executive action to register gun owners, and obviously begin confiscation and the harassment of Social Security holders and their Second Amendment as well. This is draconian. It's the biggest attack on the Second Amendment we've ever seen, just like it's the biggest attack on our energy systems, our military, our borders, our sovereignty, our families. This is the greatest globalist assault ever. Now we learn from the French news agency AFP that the Pope warned bishops when he was in the United States and when he was at the Vatican of the conspiracy theorists besieging it, claiming that they're promoting world government communism, the end of the family, which is what they're doing publicly. So the Pope has joined forces and says, don't be involved in that type of thought, basically saying it's a thought crime to believe there's any powerful groups or that any power has an agenda. If you believe oxygen is what animals live off of as well, you're a conspiracy theorist. So this is the church saying, we want you to impose a self-imposed dark age. And there's no pedophilia, there's no problems, everything's fine. Move along, these aren't the droids you're looking for. These aren't the droids we're looking for. You can go about your business, you can go about your business, move along, move along. Brainwashing can be a powerful force on the weak-minded. So that is all coming up. Paul Joseph Watson will be in studio today. He has flown here from his London studios to be with us for the next week. So we're very, very excited about that, Paul Watson. And Paul Watson will be hosting the show one day next week. I have a lot of corporate things to get done with the TV launch and things around the office. So I'll be working that day. I'll be here and undoubtedly popping in obnoxiously. What are you doing interrupting your own show? But I will be here, obviously, and I will be live, Lord willing. I intend to be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with a Sunday broadcast. William F. Jasper, editor of the New American Magazine, the true tip of the spear of solid research information on globalist operations, Agenda 21, the open announcement for world government coming up by the UN in December in Paris. He will be joining us on a host of issues, TPP being officially rammed through this week, but still, that was Monday. Here we are on Friday. No one's allowed to see it because there's nothing secret and there's no conspiracy. It's just a secret world treaty with world taxes and the end of free speech. They admit, but you can't see it because nothing's happening. So that's all coming up, and David Knight will host the fourth hour with a whole bunch of jammed information. Gucci already was going to do it, but he is busy with some major analysis and breaking news and preparations to weather establishment attacks and a lot of other key things here in the infrastructure of the InfoWars operation. Now, that said, start your engines, because as I was telling you, here is the Washington Post. Obama waives expanding background checks through executive authority. That's called dictatorship, but, you know, big deal. I mean, he is part black, so it's okay. In response to the latest mass shootings during his presidency, in response to that, because he's so sad about 10 dead people, President Obama is seriously considering circumventing Congress. Ooh, that's a nice quote. Circumventing Congress. Then we're going to look at over 40 rodent studies show GMOs are killing them and us. That's all coming up as well. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friend. Thank you for joining us. Live worldwide Friday jam-packed transmission. Nightly news is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And, of course, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., live with the Sunday broadcast. WikiLeaks this morning, the copy of it is up on InfoWars.com, has released the final trade version, released today, October 9th, from October 5th, earlier in the week, on Monday, when we heard that the dozens of governments involved, 20-plus governments involved and corporations, had decided on the entire TPP and 28 sections. Now, previously, 2 years ago, this section of the intellectual property rights chapter got released, and we're comparing it to the last version we saw. This is the final agreed to version, TPP, TPPA, United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, Singapore, Japan, Mexico, Peru, Vietnam, Burundi, Chile, trade treaty, investors, state dispute settlement, ISDS, ICSID, geographically indications, copyright, internet, pharmaceuticals, trademark, patent. And there's other countries involved as well, but these are the main signatories to the compact. And then it goes through it. And you read it, it's basically the same thing they had 2 years ago. It is a treaty in words, a treaty in action, and hands over control to unelected boards who basically can then make law ex cathedra, like the Pope does in the Vatican, or like Obama does from the presidency, as dictatorial oligarch boards. See, Obamacare was a blank check. All of these modern omnibus mega pieces of legislation are designed to be living, breathing, metastasizing, mutating documents for the establishment that claims this is all a trade deal. So we're going to be looking at this in great detail with the editor of the New American Magazine, one of the top experts in the world on this from outside the enemy sector. And that, of course, is William F. Jasper, editor of the New American Magazine. David Knight will host the fourth hour of Overdrive / wrap-up show, breaking news analysis, all in 1 hour. And we have Paul Joseph Watson in the third hour in studio with us as well. Our reporters join us at the bottom of the hour. Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson, both from different locations, there to cover the president's visit to Roseburg to suck the energy out of the 10 dead to push it for the launch. It's a human sacrifice for the launch of the attempt to disarm the American people. So that's all coming up. Obama weighs expanding background checks through executive authority. We're about to hit that mega massive story. Another huge report. Over 40 rodent feeding studies show GMOs is disastrous to your health. By Christina Sarich at Infowars.com. An extremely important article that needs to go viral. I'll get this posted to Facebook and Twitter, folks. It goes over 40 studies, governmental, industry, you name it, of what mainline GMO does to rats, sterilizes them, gives them cancer, kills them. You definitely want to read this article big time. Continuing as well, Pentagon administration, Obama administration ends Pentagon program to train Syrian rebels, the one that costs $500 million. Putin is getting a boost in battle against ISIS. China, it's being reported by British newspapers like the Express, is announcing, and they show where it's been announced, they are going to send troops and material in, and the word is it's already been entering. So that is the ultra-massive escalation, because Al-Qaeda and ISIS has promised under different Muslim minorities in Mongolia and other areas of China that is up against the stands to its west. It borders Afghanistan as well, Pakistan, you name it, to begin attacking, and they've been attacking, killing, bombing, shooting, stabbing, kidnapping Chinese en masse, and so they are responding now. And, of course, that entire Islamic radical jihad force is funded by the globalists, by the CIA, whether it's in Chechnya against the Russians or whether it's in the stands around China. This is just all part of how our government, via Saudi Arabia and others, runs the radical Islamic jihad. Another key report up on Infowars.com. Why are the IMF, the UN, the BIS, and Citibank all warning that economic crisis could be imminent? Because now they want to look like they're smart when it all happens. We'll be getting into that today as well. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Then we've got this little jewel. So many of Adan Salazar's articles come out in the morning and get a lot of attention. That's the time to launch news, obviously. But because of, we don't hold news back, he posts a lot of stuff at 5, 6 o'clock at night. This story has gone viral, but I want to get it posted back to the front page of Infowars.com. This is on the local TV. This is in the local newspaper. And they're defending it, though. They're saying this is good. No whites allowed. Seattle yoga class for people of color excludes Caucasians. White friends, allies, and partners are respectfully asked not to attend. I think the Civil Rights Act has been twisted. I mean, I think if the Ku Klux Klan wants to be able to have a private meeting of just white people, they should be able to. If the new Black Panther Party wants to, if you want to have an all-black golf course, an all-white golf course, that's your issue if you don't want to get that business. If you want to hang on the door, you know, that. Now, the issue is you can't have city and state laws saying that. That's what's discriminatory. That's what's illegal. I'm fully against state, federal, local laws doing that. But if you want to have a church that's all black or all Hispanic or all Asian or all transvestite or whatever the case is, all basset hound owners, I mean, just whatever, all people that wear Santa Claus outfits, I mean, it could be anything. People wear clown outfits, whatever. Lucky Charms outfits, My Little Pony outfits. That's your mentally ill issue. You want to be in a space cult that believes in stuff and you take peyote every week? That's your issue. That's protected on the First Amendment. But the reason this is important is, remember they fined all that money, what was it? First 10,000, then 100 plus thousand. Now you pull it up, I'm going from memory. That cake shop in Washington that didn't want to put the two men on the cake or whatever. And they're Christians, and that's their religion, and I think they have a right to do that. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, you have a right to go support the business, be a patron of the place that will do whatever you want. That's what free market is. We vote with our choices, with our purchases. I'll just be honest. I never even thought of stuff like this. I'm so fundamentally, classically liberal that even though I don't like the assault on marriage and the stuff that's going on, if I owned a cake shop, I wouldn't be discriminating against anything. Now, I wouldn't fill out a cake saying, I'm going to kill you and your family and then say their name and show their house and their address as some threat to put it on somebody's porch. I mean, I guess I would, because there's been incidences of stuff like that I've read about. I wouldn't put out any cakes calling for killing certain individuals, but somebody wanted to make a cake showing them marrying their dog. I mean, that really, you got money on the barrel head. Well, I'm not going to be sitting there micromanaging stuff. But the issue is they are selectively enforcing against Christians, conservatives, libertarians, people of that like. The yoga studio in Seattle, it's a pretty big one, has been accused of promoting racial discrimination. Well, no, they have. By holding special sessions with explicitly excluding whites. Rainier Beach Yoga in Seattle has allowed, quote, five queer people of color to create a special class identified entitled Yoga for People of Color, an exclusionary yoga session, which they want to expand, of course, whose rules expressly forbid white people from attending. That's close quote, reports KIRO Radio. And I've already seen this in local news being defended. Well, they've been discriminated against, so they have a right to have this. Hey, I think you do have a right to it. But you see, the way it's been enforced selectively with huge fines against folks that wouldn't bake cakes in Seattle and surrounding areas and, you know, a men's barbershop that won't cut a woman's hair, then we need whites to go in there, try to be part of the class, and sue them. Don't think Seattle's going to come to your aid and fine them, though. See, four legs good, two legs bad, then it's four legs good, two legs good, too. Then four legs bad, two legs good, if the pigs are walking on two legs. That, of course, is Animal Farm. George Orwell's other book, the fiction book. They're both fiction. He wrote a bunch of nonfiction. But 1984, an Animal Farmer, is best known. And you read that, that's exactly how totalitarianism ends. And the big workhorse, who's enforced the tyranny, done most of the work, been subservient to the pigs, finally, when he's old and hurt, they sell him to be turned into glue. But he still defends them as he rides away to be killed. That's the Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton type moron voter. That's the blue-collar working Democrat that just can't get it through their head. Or the blue-blood Republican supporter who thinks they're part of the establishment because they go to the country club and, you know, go eat dinner with the congressman once a year. It's all coming up. The Pope warns against conspiracy theories of the New World Order. Oh, just...
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Health. Organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Here back live. I'm going to try to get Vatican insider Leo Zagami on with us in the second hour Sunday. This is a big deal. You notice we've had Hillary, we've had Obama, and we've had the Pope and a bunch of other top politicians around the world come out and say Don't listen to outrageous conspiracy theories. Don't listen to this conspiracy cult. Don't get into a conspiratorial mindset. Trust us. And we've seen Obama give countless speeches saying, don't give up on government. Don't give up the faith. That's an actual quote that he and Biden have put out in just countless speeches that we've covered here. But it got picked up by the Associated Press, New York Times, AFP. I'm not joking. This is a real headline. Pope warns against conspiracy theories of Vatican skullduggery. And it says that he met in secret with the Global Catholic Church meeting with the top bishops and cardinals. Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi admitted last night, confirming reports the pontiff had warned Catholic bishops and cardinals behind closed doors on Tuesday. And then again, we now learn when he was here, not to get caught up in the hermeneutic of conspiracy. The phrase, better translated as conspiracy theories, or the conspiratorial mentality, comes amid concerns within the conservative camp that new mythology or methodology being used in the three-week SYNOD approved by Francis favors the liberal wing who want the church to be more welcoming to homosexuals and remarried divorced couples. So everybody knows the Pope's pushing world government, carbon taxes, the socialist liberal wing, the gay wing of the Catholic Church. I mean, that's admitted. So now it's a conspiracy theory to voice a concern and form a movement saying this doesn't follow original Catholic Christian dogma, canons, ideas. The answer is nothing's happening. Raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. You can keep your doctor. No one's coming after your guns. 2 + 2 = 5. Don't question us. Sleep. Sleep. Or Count Dracula saying to Von Helsing, come here. You have a strong will for one who has only lived one life. Come here. And they're saying, there is nothing happening. There are no open borders. There is no world government. The dollar is not being devalued. There are no armored vehicles or cameras. There is no police state. There are not 40 million illegals pouring into the United States, getting free health care. That's not unfair. Do not awaken. Trust us. There is no organization in power. Power does not seek power. Sleep. You are becoming sleepy, my dear. Lay in your bed. Open your nightgown and show me your neck. Nosferatu loves you. I mean, this is truly them panicking. Saying, trust us, keep under the spell. The spell is breaking, the spell is breaking. They're going to find out everything, Master. I know. We love you. We love you. Trendy. Liberal. Look, Caitlyn Jenner. Look, Jay-Z. That's not working. Look. Miley Cyrus or whatever her name is. NFL. Oh, there's conspiracies with Deflategate, but there's no conspiracies with the Vatican with its 177 million acres and hundreds of trillions of dollars saying middle-class Americans should not be evil and should pay more taxes and bring illegals into our houses. How about you don't tell us that? How about our conscience tells us that, Pope Francis? Remember that quote from Stripes? My name's Psycho. You call me Francis again, I'll kill you. All right, Francis. I mean, it's really getting old. So they're just desperate. Obama, these conspiracy theorists, these whacked out kooks, not coming after your guns. He's going to announce it today. The bills are being introduced tomorrow or on Monday. Obama waives expanding background checks through executive authority. The Washington Post, in response to the latest mass shooting during his presidency, President Obama is seriously considering circumventing Congress. Oh, that's called dictatorship. Just calmly in the paper. With his executive authority, that's called dictatorship, and imposing new background checks requirements for buyers who purchase firearms from high-volume gun dealers. That's not even where he got this. We'll give you the rest of the story. He's coming after Social Security recipients, veterans, and more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. For the lowest price available, that's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You want to go toe-to-toe up against 21st century tyranny? Against extremely sophisticated forms of societal takeover? You can hear the war drums of the globalists. Look at this one article. Over 40 rodent feeding studies show GM food is disastrous to health. See, this is what's really killing mammals, including humans. And here's what the studies show. Increased intestinal infections when they were fed BT GM feed that humans are fed. high cholesterol, birth defects, weight increase, and higher incidence of mortality, organ pathologies in the liver, kidneys, pancreases, ovaries, testicles, and adrenals, major issues with both the intestinal tracts and immunity of the animals tested. And then it goes over 40 mainline university and governmental studies. Just thought I'd mention what's really killing us. Or the 300,000 killed the last 4.5 years, estimated by the UN itself in Syria, most of them by the Syrian opposition rebels, who are al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIS. So Obama arms rebels to launch a war and overthrows Libya and overthrows for over a year our ally Egypt, and has Christians crucified upside down, and funds it all to the Muslim Brotherhood in Kenya. Gets his cousin appointed prime minister in a radical Muslim takeover there. I mean, the globalists are really using this Muslim card big time. And folks know I'm no Islamophobe. I wasn't on that train 15 years ago, 5 years ago, but the globalists are going with it. It's incredibly bold. We've been neutralized via political correctness and don't even know how to respond now. We have another campus shooting in Northern Arizona University. One dead, 3 injured. A fight broke out, so it's more gang, between 2 groups of students at Northern Arizona University Flagstaff campus, leaving 1 dead and 3 hospitalized. And yes, there are 167 on average. Some years it's more, some less, but the average, look it up. Justice Department's own numbers. 167 people die a year in mass shootings. 200 plus in deer jumping in front of your car, 300 from honeybees, 300 plus from rattlesnakes. It's got to be over 400 plus with water moccasins. It's incredible. Tens of thousands falling in the shower. Do you see the president grandstanding over all of that? No. They want the individual's right to fight a military police state takeover. They want you to live like Southside Chicago, New York, or D.C. with the highest crime rates in the world. D.C. and places like Chicago are some of the highest in the world. Just search Chicago, highest crime rate in the world. Search D.C., second highest crime rate in the world. America's mass shooting capital is Chicago. That's the Daily Beast. Well, actually, it's the world capital. Let's get even more arrogant here. Don't just have the U.S. title. You have the world title. Worse than Mexico, who has the title for a country of the most violent, with total gun bans in the citizens' hands. You see cops everywhere with machine guns. The north, south, the east, the west, I've been everywhere. In Mexico, and they have a total gun ban, and they have the highest gun crime in the world. Now, covering Obama's visit to Roseburg are Jakari Jackson and his camera person. And then, of course, we have Joe Biggs and his camera person. And I'm going to challenge, if they're able to do it, Jakari and Joe Biggs, whatever it takes, it's legal and lawful, to get questions into Obama, questions into their minions, but really be, you know, how dare you cover up the numbers and use the deaths of these people to sell gun control? We need to just get that out and call these people out or whatever, you know, comes up from the mind or the gut of Jakari or Joe Biggs. And Joe is getting in position right now where he's at. We've got him split up to cover Obama landing in the next 2.5 hours and then his procession. And there's over 10,000 people reportedly on Facebook now. It was 6,000 a few days ago, saying they're coming there from all over Oregon and Washington and Northern California to say, look, you're not welcome in Roseburg. The school head has said it's baloney. The sheriff has said that. The families, I think it's 7 of the 10 families, have come out saying, don't come feed off our dead Christian family members. You know why it's all mainly conservatives that are these family members, because they were executed for being Christian. But notice that's not in the media. They took a guy that was part black, part white, made his nose smaller, his lips smaller, and made him as white as a ghost, literally, so they could say it was, you know, some type of white attack to make it racial. That's the sick agenda. And here it is. Obama waives expanding background checks through executive authority, Washington Post, in response to the latest mass shooting during his presidency. Not in response. He's using it. President Obama is seriously considering circumventing Congress. Key term. Circumventing the lawmakers. Circumventing the branch of government. That's called dictatorship with his executive. When an executive circumvents the checks and balances, it's called a dictatorship. Let me read it all without adding to it. In response to the latest mass shooting during his presidency, President Obama is seriously considering circumventing Congress with his executive authority and imposing new background check requirements for buyers who purchase weapons from high-volume gun dealers. They've announced they're going to ban up imports. They're going to go after bullets with taxes. They're going to put Social Security recipients on no-gun buy list, and then they have to turn their guns in. That's been announced, mainstream news, L.A. Times. They're announcing that they're going to go after guns that weren't registered previous to this. This is the beginning of the confiscation they've practiced in New York, D.C., areas of California. So they're coming, and they admit this is their biggest push ever. Meanwhile, the meme that Drudge helped put out that was already there, but he helped magnify it here on Tuesday, has been picked up by WorldNet Daily. It's been picked up by the Washington Times. It's been picked up by the New York Post. It's been picked up by a bunch of publications. And that's the point. Point out the hypocrisy. Armed guards protect Senate Democrats as they demand new gun control laws. Washington Times. Obama, stay out of Roseburg, Oregon. Special report by John Baum. That's excellent. Up on Infowars.com. Pass that around on Facebook. Pass that around on Twitter. Everywhere they go, these Bloomberg people to push taking our guns and blaming us for the incredibly rare mass shooting that they seize on every 4 or 5 months when it happens, hoping it causes a mental illness cascade and copycat shootings. Another big report from the New American. Gun-free zones contribute to mass slaying, say experts. Very important article to get out to folks. We now go to Oregon in Roseburg with Jakari Jackson on the scene. And it looks like a lot of protesters have already shown up with no Obama. Jakari Jackson on the very front lines of the battle for the right to keep and bear arms and defend ourselves against criminals in government and on the street. Jakari Jackson on the front lines of the battle for America. That's what this is, folks. Jakari Jackson, you've been there a few hours since last night. What are your observations and how big do you think this rally is going to be today?
Jakari Jackson reporting from Roseburg, Oregon. We're right in front of the regional airport here. As you can see, we got probably about 50 or so demonstrators out here. Now, Alex, you asked me the question, how many people are expected to come out here? Between this place and other rallies around town or around the area, they're expecting around 7,000 people or so. That's how many people have signed up on the Facebook pages. Now, this is one of the locations where they're anticipating President Obama to arrive in his helicopter. Of course, it's a Secret Service. They want to keep all that stuff hush-hush, but this is one of the places where people anticipate he may land, and the people are definitely ready to demonstrate and share their opinions of him, like you see right over my shoulder, the no-Bama. Many people share this opinion. In the short time we've been here, probably been here about 20 minutes or so, we've had many people come up, say, thank you guys for being here. We don't want this tune to be exploited. We don't want these guys to stand on the grave of our loved ones to come out here and push their agenda. Because people understand, Alex, even when we were at the rental car place a little bit ago, we were talking to the girl who worked the front desk, and she said, yeah, I mean, I don't want to see all these mass shootings either, but I'm a single mom. You know, I have kids. I need to protect myself if somebody breaks into my house, if I'm walking down the street. I mean, she referenced being somewhat of a concealed carrier, and she was fine with that. And that's the thing that people need to understand, Alex. There's not going to be a Secret Service detail, a sniper on the roof for everybody in the United States of America. Obama has it. Hillary has it. Bloomberg has his bodyguards, but not you or I. So that's why people want to come out here and demonstrate and let people know that they need to have the means to defend themselves.
As you know, Jakari, one of the hallmarks, we've got to get this talking point out to everybody that doesn't understand it. Gun owners have to understand, we know this, but the general public still doesn't completely, though the polls show we're starting to win. We haven't committed a crime. Jakari hasn't. I haven't. That woman you rented the car from hasn't. She's a single mom. She has a right to protect herself. She has a right to not live in fear. And how dare them project what some mentally ill pillhead did onto her, you or I? That is a hallmark of totalitarianism to say because one person does something everybody else is guilty. They had six guys stab and kill over 100 people, kill 50 of them, you know, a few weeks ago in China, and it didn't even really make the news because it was knives. Do we ban knife owners for the fact that that happened, Jakari?
Well, it's just like you said, Alex. We saw, who was it, Elliot Roger out in California. He shot people, he stabbed people, he ran people over with his car, but the only thing they tried to ban was the firearm. It's completely ridiculous. You know, a couple weeks ago, a mother drowned two of her twin children in the 4-inch bathwater. Nobody cried to ban bathtubs. People understood that this was a mentally ill individual, and banning bathwater or water in general was not going to do anything to solve this problem. And when we see these type of crimes committed with things that aren't guns, people understand this, but as soon as a firearm comes into play, the blanket response is just to ban everything, usually from people who have high gun ownership themselves, whether they have it personally or bodyguards.
Now, Jakari, obviously, when we put you guys in the field, you just give us your commentary and analysis live on air. You go out and shoot interviews, special reports. You're going to try to talk to some of the victims, family members that have already gone public saying, not in our name, Obama, don't use our dead family members. You're going to talk to some of the folks that were witnesses, obviously, that if you can, how he was executing Christians. Because we are not the alternative media. We are the media filling the vacuum. You're going to be talking to man on the street, woman on the street. You're going to be documenting Obama's arrival. But when I say this, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm showing how absurd the absurdist view is to blame gun owners for criminals committing crimes. Caitlyn Jenner ran over people, you know, and reportedly killed somebody with their car. And so should we ban trannies because a tranny killed somebody? Or should we ban cars because of Caitlyn Jenner? I mean, that's how ridiculous this is, Jakari.
Well, we see just like if they try to paint this this recent shooter here in Oregon, you know, like you said before, they try to make him a white guy, trying to make it some type of white supremacist deal. Didn't want to mention the fact that he was targeting Christians and doing all the other things that he did, but had a supposed Christian went out and committed this crime, it'd have been, you know, the war on Christianity. We can't have all these Christians coming out and doing these type of things. And we see these things repeated over and over and over again. They always want to frame the narrative, the Tsarnaev brothers. You know, they try to come out and say that they were right-wing Muslim extremists. You know, that's as ridiculous as you can get. But anything they can to push their agenda, I don't think, I wouldn't put them past them to do it.
Jakari, I want to give you a few minutes to go down towards that crowd when we go to break, and I want to come back and talk for a little while with those folks. Then we're going to talk to Joe Biggs as well, and then I'll let you guys get out there and start getting your reports out. But this is obviously really important. You're there to ring the alarm that they're coming for our guns. We knew this was coming. Congressional insiders told us they were coming. This is the big push. We warn people. The good news is gun sales are up. Ammo sales are up. A lot of
folks. They always are. Every time one of these things happen, people understand that it's not the firearm, it's not the ammunition, it's the person with the ill intent.
Jakari, let's pan around there with your cameraman and kind of narrate for the radio listeners what the topography's like in Roseburg. You say 50 people. Looks like more are now arriving.
Yeah, they've been steadily arriving the whole time we've been here. As you can see, the beautiful mountains out here in the distance. This is right in front of the regional airport. You know, it's a pretty wide open space. You know, I would imagine they have some type of wild game. And this is why you need a Second Amendment, just like we saw C.J. Grisham down in Texas. He lived in an area where they had some wild game. He was walking down the street. He said, hey, I need a firearm to protect myself. You know, if some wild hog or something comes out here and protects my son, dialing 911.
And it was totally legal in the middle of nowhere, and they still arrested him.
Yeah. Yeah. So people understand that. And that's another good point, Alex, because we always hear these politicians say, it's okay for somebody out in the sticks to own a firearm, but they don't even want you to own a firearm if you live out in the sticks. And C.J. Grisham is a perfect point to that. We'll continue to move down here a little bit.
He's also, what is this, something like 8 tours in combat or something ridiculous?
Oh, yeah, combat. He recently, I think he retired this year. So he is recently retired, but we'll show some of the crowd here. You can see all the people gathering in anticipation. We actually have a gentleman. Did you want to, you have something you want to say? You met this guy, Alex. Come on over, bro. All right, so tell us what brought you out here today.
Well, I'm from Grants Pass, Oregon. I'm just coming out here just to show support for Roseburg and just let Obama know that he's not welcome here. And I think it's disgusting that he's out here trying to politicize his agenda. He doesn't care anything about Roseburg or any of us, you know. He only cares about the people he serves. So there's people out here, plenty of people out here are awake. And, you know, thanks to Alex Jones.
All right, now I'm just going to say what it is. a lot of people are going to look at the footage here today and they're going to say this was, you know, a racially motivated event. Is it any type of racial deal for you?
No, absolutely not. No. No. I don't have a racist bone in my body. You know, I believe God created all people of one blood, and so it's not the skin color, it's the character. And Obama, he's shown himself to be a lying scumbag many, many times. So we can't trust him, and we don't want him here.
Just like John Boehner.
Yeah. So when you hear people like whether it's Obama or Hillary, Mayor Bloomberg, saying that you shouldn't have a firearm, meanwhile they're protected by Secret Service and bodyguards, how does that make you feel?
Well, it's total hypocrisy, you know, because, you know, if they have the right to arm themselves and defend themselves, why do they want us to not be able to do the same? You know, if they really care about us, they would support, you know, the Second Amendment for everybody equally. So it shouldn't be a you know, unequal thing, you know. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much, sir.
Awesome. Thanks,
Jakari. Jakari, I know we're about to go to break. Let's come back and talk to some more folks, and we'll get Joe Biggs' perspective. Wow, it looks like that crowd has tripled in 10 minutes, Jakari.
Yeah, just the short time we've been here, people have been driving by hawking. As you can see, well, I guess we can move further down here. More people with their signs.
And we have someone here that has pink hair. We'll have to talk to them. I wonder if that's an anti-gunner, probably from a newspaper. Let me just guess. I haven't even seen their face yet, but I don't care if you have bright purple hair. It just generally means you like cotton candy.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Welcome back to the Tip of the Spear in the Fight for the Republic and Basic Human Liberty. We are classical liberals like Thomas Jefferson. Today they call that extreme right-wing fascism because we oppose communism. The truth is we just promote freedom. And true free association, free market, and private property. This is an attack on our birthright. They've taken everybody else's guns around the world except in Switzerland. They have the lowest crime rate in the world in Switzerland. They're even more heavily armed than we are. We are a violent society. That's part of our frontier culture, our swashbuckling culture, and that's why we need guns to protect ourselves from bad people. And finishing up with Jakari Jackson, he'll be popping in towards the end of the third hour and then through the fourth hour as Obama lands. When David Knight is hosting, we'll have live feeds for you back and forth as he prepares to give a speech and try to meet with the victims and others. Almost all of them have refused, but the ghoul is coming there to project the 10 dead as basically sacrifices to the gun control movement. Martyrs, you could say. Jakari, final comments until we talk to you later in the transmission.
Yes, if he wants to talk to victims' families, I think he should go down to Mexico and go down to the border and talk to the people killed by the guns from Operation Fast and Furious. I think he should go over there to Syria and talk to the people killed by these Al-Qaeda rebels that he continues to arm. But I digress. Alex, we had a gentleman here who had a word that he wanted to speak. Come on in here, sir. So tell us your name and what brought you out here today.
My name is George Starr. I come out here to simply support the people that understand that a gun did not kill the lady in the college. It was a crazy person. And I do think that how many years ago the president said that to praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, which means that we can have good values, good American Christian values, and still have guns to protect ourselves.
That's right, because even Jesus said that you need to have not a firearm, but a sword to protect yourself. So it's not anything new. I thank you so much. So we're going to move on here to a few other people. Yeah, but the gentleman said it all right there, Alex. People understand it's not anti-Christian to own a firearm. It's just a tool like anything else. We have a nice lady here. Did you have anything that you wanted to share with us, miss?
Hey, I believe we need to stand up for our Second Amendment rights and just be here for the people of Roseburg. And Obama needs to leave his politics out of Oregon and out of our country. And I'm just here to stand with our country and stand with everybody else that needs to be out here today. And anyway.
All right. And what do you think about the current gun laws in the United States of America? Is there anything in particular that stands out to you?
I just believe that people need to hang on to their gun rights and they need to stand up for them because they're going to be, he obviously wants to take them away. And
that's right.
We need to be
this
out here. I don't want to give up my guns. I mean, I want them there in case I need the support and defend my family.
Absolutely.
And
she's a free woman.
I'm here for.
Tell her thank you, Jakari. We've got to jump the break.
Thank you.
Jakari, great job. We'll talk to you coming up later after the break. We'll talk to Joe Biggs. Thank you, Jakari.
Thank you.
All right. Out there on a beautiful day in Oregon. Wish I was there with them defending the Second Amendment. We'll have live feeds with those guys joining us throughout the day. On the other side of the airport is Joe Biggs and crew. We'll be talking to him coming up briefly, and then we're going to be joined on the TPP by William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine. Briefly, it is your purchases of high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that makes this whole operation possible to have these reporters and be alerting the public to what's happening. So thank you all for your support. Super Female Vitality is back in a limited run. It works on men as well. Super Male is sold out. Liver Shield, Liver Cleanse, and Oxy Powder is back in. Both available discounted at InfoWarsLife.com. We have 20% off Prostaguard. Survival Shield X2 will definitely sell out by tomorrow. Then it'll probably be 3 weeks till it comes back in. That's the good news. We also have 10% off InfoWars Select, powered by Matt Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. And all of your purchases, again, make this show go round. I want to thank you all. 888-253-3139. It's the number to call. Second hour. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today. Post.